Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. We have a discussion, that's what I'm calling it, between Tick Segelbloom, the Clark County Commissioner, and George Harris of Nevadans for Sound Government. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
I grew up in one of the poorest areas of America. My mom struggled to make ends meet, so I saw firsthand how government programs failed to help families like mine. That led me to start a nonprofit that helped thousands of low-income students and empowered female and minority entrepreneurs. I believed in it so much that I lived in my car while I got it off the ground. My name is Drew Johnson, and I'm running for Clark County Commission. I've been in poverty, and I know what it's like to rise out of it with a hand up, not a hand out.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. We're going to have a conversation today, a three-way conversation between myself, Tick Segelbloom, Clark County Commissioner for District E, and George Harris, Chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Tick suggested this conversation, and I'm looking forward to it, as our audience is as well. So let's start out on an area where I know you both agree a lot, which is marijuana. Tick, it seems to me that over the last several years since marijuana has been legalized in the state of Nevada, the fallout has not been the negative that so many people had predicted. It seems to have just become a normal part of life. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Plus, no one's getting arrested for marijuana. The state's getting $150 million a year in marijuana tax. Clark County, right where I am, we get $16 million a year in tax. So you take something that's been criminalized, spend all that people time in jail, and the cops eliminate that expense, and then you increase the revenue. It's like a win-win.
George, you've been an investor in marijuana since day one.
Look, marijuana is no different than alcohol. They do have a major problem with marijuana, though, and that's this marijuana board is just discombobulated. It's got to be redone, whoever does it. It's very hard to be in that space, in that business, because you have overreach of bureaucrats, you know, going into businesses and fining them for the most ridiculous thing. We have a hard enough problem because marijuana is still, it's still federally illegal. The banking problems have to be resolved. Illegal. The banking problems have to be resolved. But all in all, that no one wants to admit, but a lot of crime has gone down since marijuana has been legalized.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. You're welcome.
He is the father of pot. He's the pot-smoking hippie, that's for sure.
do you agree with his comments about the board?
I think one of the things, anytime you create a board like that and a bureaucracy, they have to get their act together and they learn the hard way, and so they're maybe too strong on the enforcement side, but there'll be some pushback. But at the end of the day, the fact is they've been up and running just for a short period of time, and it's a learning thing, so we're all getting better.
You agree?
No, I think that the board is shouldn't be set up the way it is. I think that
You change it?
I would have left it under the Department of Taxation, where tax was handling it. because they had long-term experience. They put a bunch of new people in on this board. They want to rewrite. Everybody wants to put their thumbprint on something. But this isn't a thing to do. And, you know, there's that old saying in government, you know, if something's successful, tax it. Tax it to death. Well, if you tax this industry to death, you know, this industry has the ability to provide in the next 10 years a half a billion to $1 billion a year in tax revenue.
You agree with that amount?
That may be a little stiff, but the truth is they are a prosperous industry. It's one of the few actually growing industries, you know, over 10,000 employees. So it is something we want to make sure we don't squash or harm. But again, I think that the board in general is doing better. You know, when I originally proposed the first bill, I had it under the Game Control Board, because that's the same method, right? So if we could put them all together, they had the experience. This board is having to learn the experience, but they're not as bad as George says by any stretch.
Okay, but the taxation situation is causing a problem, which is the black market, which was supposed to disappear or hopefully be squashed, is still thriving, is it not?
Not thriving. It depends on the time of year. Right now, there's a lot coming in from California. But those things we can adjust to. The real problem is, I think, is the way that the tax structure is. They shouldn't be taxing grows. They're just taxed at the retail level. And so there's none of this issue of how much money people are paying tax on $2,000 for a pound that they're only able to sell for $500. So that's hurting a lot of the growers. But we can figure that out. I mean, it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. It doesn't have professional people from the state side. Look, the counties, Clark County, God, I can't believe I'm complimenting him. They've done, and they continue to do, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, they continue to break their backs to accommodate how we can increase. Because look, for every job created, okay, it creates 10 other jobs in the community, okay? I know you don't understand real big economics, Sam, but... You know,
well, that's why I bring you on, George, so
why,
I can get an education.
Because you say, look, let's bring a business guy in. But it creates these jobs. And I will tell you that they have done a phenomenal job at taking the bureaucratic, stepping stones out of the way to help this industry. Because, look, use Planet 13 as an example. Planet 13 employs,
of which you're an investor in.
Which I'm an investor in. Planet 13 employs 450-plus people, but... Then you don't look at the backside. They've got drivers, and then they bought 150 new cars. They've got landscapers they use. Boom, boom, boom. And this just mushrooms, and it creates a bunch of jobs. It's a very stable industry, and a lot of people are going to disagree with both he and I, but marijuana is no different than alcohol.
Okay, so one last question on this. Tick the marijuana lounges. Do you see, because with Planet 13, it's been interesting to watch that business grow into all different kinds of directions, entertainment, restaurants, and all this. It's not just marijuana. With the marijuana lounges, do you see a growth pattern around that beyond just marijuana?
I do. It's a work in progress. Truthfully, no one around the country has found a way to make money on a lounge. You know, you're going to charge somebody to buy something, and then you're going to charge them to use it. So it's we're gonna have to figure out in Las Vegas, but I'm convinced that eventually in Las Vegas we're gonna be the marijuana capital of the world. Every hotel is gonna have a dispensary, gonna have a lounge. It's perfect for entertainment.
But the feds have to change their law first.
Yeah, I mean, it'll federal law. But I'm just saying, in the next couple of years, you're gonna see this thing take off, and who would do it better than Las Vegas? So I'm just eager to get it open, so the world can see that if you want to do it, come to Las Vegas.
The lounges are not gonna open because nobody's gonna open a lounge because the state rules and regulations for the lounges are just absolutely ridiculous. And the way they're saying you have to have the air quality, it's the air quality in a lounge is more than they require you to have it in an emergency room at a hospital, okay? It's just, they put so many building blocks at the state level. The county's different. If the county was in charge of the lounges and said, look, we're gonna build the lounge, you could go down there with architects, you sit around a table and figure and say, guys, here's what we wanna do. Everybody would come to a consensus. But you've got a bunch of bureaucrats, you know, up in this gilded castle that are saying, no, this is going to have to be the standard for air quality. The standard for air quality is higher than the standard in hospital air quality.
Take your thoughts.
Well, again, it's a work in progress. We're going to get these things open.
He's always defending mediocrity.
Okay, but you know what? Okay, so, I think what's interesting in this discussion is that you're coming to it from a businessman's point of view. And as most businessmen, including myself, we want to get things done now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to. But the bureaucracy exists and has to be worked through.
But that's not true, because at the county level here, if I took 10 guys down to see TIC today with Marilyn and with everybody else and said, look, we want to do a lounge. Here's our ideas. What do you guys think? They would bring all their staff in. Everybody would go. They'd say, there would be no ludicrous statement saying you have to have an air quality of whatever it is. It's 194 microns. Everybody would look at you and laugh.
Okay. Do you agree, Tick?
Well, to an extent? He agrees, but he's got to defend the mediocrity of the balance.
We just need to start slow, but once we get it going and we show people how it works, it'll take off like wildfire. So
how long did it take you from the start of your thoughts of getting marijuana legalized in the state to when it actually happened?
When we passed the bill, it was 2013, and then the first lounge the first dispensary opened in 2015. It took over 2 years.
Okay.
So things really operate slow because of the perception and everything else out there. But once it starts, then watch out. And the good news is we don't have to go backwards. So if we're overly regulatory at the beginning, then we can open it up as we progress. And that's what we've done in Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with George Harris and Tick Sagerblum after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Minden is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
What kind of a man lies to women? This one. Steve Sisolak is lying to us about abortion, opposed to contraceptives, no exceptions for rape or incest, abortion ban. Joe Lombardo doesn't support any of those things. Sisolak is a desperate man trying to hold on to power. Our schools are unsafe, police are under attack, and families are struggling. What kind of a man covers up his failures with lies? This one.
Follow the money.
Who's getting rich while making our laws?
Let's take a look at what records show about Adam Laxalt.
Laxalt owns stock in ExxonMobil and Chevron.
And sided with big oil when he was attorney general.
Laxalt also owns stock in pharmaceutical companies.
And sided with big pharma against a plan lowering drug prices.
When they make money, he makes money.
It's all true. The real Adam Laxalt.
Just selling us out and cashing in.
S&P is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tick Sagerblum and George Harris. Tick, let's start out in a little politics here with the red wave. The red wave was coming, and do you think it's still coming?
Well, first off, remember, in the mid-year, there's always going to be a red wave when it's a Democratic president. So the fact is that the wave that we thought was going to crush us has not happened. We've pushed back, and particularly here in Nevada, I think it's pretty clear that the Democrats are going to hang on. Now, that doesn't mean that nationally there won't be some type of red wave, but honestly, if you look at it, it's not nearly what it should be given a normal off year. So the Democrats are doing fantastic in that sense.
George?
Well, we totally disagree on this, and I don't think there's going to be a big red wave, but I think the Democrats with their, you know, everybody now has abortion fatigue because every commercial that's on TV from the Democrats is, they're going to put you in jail. Seagal Chadha is going to put you in jail. Robertson's going to put you in jail. But what they don't say is that, wait a minute, it's been settled in the state of Nevada. It's law. No one's going to put anybody in jail. The abortion issue is settled in the state of Nevada. It's in state law. It's legal. It's going to stay legal unless someone goes out and gets 300,000 signatures, gets it on the ballot, and somehow gets everybody to say, yeah, we're going to make it illegal.
Tick?
Abortion is, I never thought, you know, I grew up in the 60s, in the early 70s when Roe versus Wade was passed, I never dreamed that we would go backwards. This is a country that always moved forward with the civil rights, and the fact that there's a group of people in power and a group of people trying to take over power that would actually push us back to the dark ages is unbelievable. And I think a lot of people are going to just stand up and say, that's unacceptable. We can't go back. We always go forward.
I think people are worried about $6 a gallon gas, which I've told you. And who was the first person that told you gas was going to be $6 a gallon?
It was the guy who owns the gas station at the end of my street.
I believe it was me.
Who's buying it for $3 and selling it for $6.
And that's what people are concerned about. People are concerned about kids in school. They're not concerned. Abortion is settled in law in the state of Nevada. Period. There's no discussion. No one's going to put anybody in jail. You know, it's just ridiculous, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves. But let's talk about the Tick Siegerbloom Harry Reid Airport. That would be a good topic of understanding.
Okay.
I would like to understand why, when 83% of the people in Clark County, Nevada, didn't wanted that thing to go to a vote, why all the Democrat, every county commissioner's Democrat, decided that they were going to name the Harry Reid Airport after Harry Reid, because the previous guy, McCarran, was a racist, as was Harry Reid. They're both racist. They both said racist comments. It's on the record.
Okay.
So it's a repugnant excuse to use, but then to find out, to find out that you and all other county commissioners, all Democrats, got gravesite contributions is repugnant. Why didn't you just let the people of Clark County decide whether to name that the Las Vegas Airport or the Harry Reid Airport?
Okay, Tick, you get to respond.
Because McCarran was not a racist, he was an anti-Semite, he was an evil person.
That's racist.
And you don't come to Nevada and the first experience is to have the name on the airport of somebody that we don't appreciate anymore.
Nobody knows who he is.
Right, but this state has moved forward, and the person that brought us forward was Harry Reid. He's the most important Nevadan in the history, and it's time that people recognize that from the time they land here.
I believe everybody that lives here and doesn't live here would tell you the most important Nevadan was Mark Twain. But we'll go with this pot-infused Harry Reid's the most important Nevadan.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on to the U.S. Senate race. So, Tick, where do you feel that this stands at this point? Because it seems to me that so much, I've not been a believer in polls for a long time, at least the public polls. But both the public polls and private polls are really showing that this is a very tight race in so many races. Where do you think the Senate race stands?
You know, if you look at the polls, I have to believe it's close. I honestly can't understand how, given Laxalt's background, not even being in Nevada, how he could be close. But the fact is, what the polls don't show is they're based upon a turnout that happened in previous midterm elections. And what we have going, which hasn't happened in the past, is a tremendous registration, voter get out. We have mail-in ballots. We have election day registration. So you're going to see a turnout in strong Democratic areas you've never seen in a midterm election. And that's what's going to make the difference. That doesn't show up in polls because they're not based upon that kind of a turnout.
George?
You got to give it to him. I mean, when he dreams big. Okay? Let me tell you something. First of all,
we have marijuana, so please.
59% of the people that live in Clark County have lived here less than 5 years. So to say he's not a Nevadan, you're not going to convince I'm not voting for him because he's lived here as long as me. No one's going to buy off on that nonsense. Look, it's a close race. It's going to continue to be a close race. And to be honest with you, I get to see everybody's polls. And I can't tell you. In that race, I can't tell you who's going to win. And normally, you know, I'd be sitting here going this. I can't tell you who's going to win in that race.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back more with Tick and George after this timeout.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mindum with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tick Segerbloom and George Harris. So let's move into the governor's race, Tick. Is your support 100% behind Governor Sisolak?
I doubt it. Absolutely. I mean, he's truly been the most progressive governor we've ever had. And remember, we had 20 years of Republicans before him. So he's just been able to accomplish.
More progressive than Bob Miller?
Way more progressive than anybody we've ever had. And the things that I worked on, you know, for 12 years in the legislature, he's been able to accomplish in two cycles. So it's phenomenal. But the truth is, we're just getting started. We're really moving this state forward, and it's critical they get elected. Look at his opponent. His opponent is a sheriff. I mean, he's never even managed a budget. Never had anybody to work with like a legislature.
Well, hang on.
Doesn't manage a $1 billion budget. He manages a $1 billion budget.
How does he do it? Here's $1 billion, we don't have to worry about it, we just spend it. I mean, what we're talking about in Carson City, the governor actually has to figure out how it's all gonna fit together, where it comes from, what happens if it goes up and down. I mean, the sheriff has been handed something, and then you look at the crime out there, and he's running on a crime platform. He's the one in charge of protecting us. So anyway,
Shame on you, first of all. First, and very most importantly, okay, the word progressive, that's his key word to tell all his friends out in TV land. He's liberal like me and you. Yes, he is the most liberal, progressive governor the state's ever seen. And under him, it's caused cataclysmic problems, okay? But if you want to talk about crime, you have to talk about Aaron Ford, you have to talk about Steve Sisolak, you have to talk about Tick and his party and the policies that they endorse.
For example?
Four people have died in the last 8 weeks in Las Vegas, Nevada, because illegal aliens have been able to cross a border, come here, kill people. None of those people would be dead today if their policies would have not been put in place and we were able to manage the border.
Okay, let Tick respond.
Well, first off, unfortunately, we don't have any control over the border. But secondly,
well, your party's in charge and they have everything to do.
Please let Tick respond.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, he acknowledges that we have nothing to do with the border.
No, you do.
But the reality is, we are working on giving people jobs, supporting people who are being evicted. We're working on controlling rent. We're trying to make the lives of ordinary Nevadans better. And that's what Democrats do. You know, the reality is you don't want to help people. You want to just let
people. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs that pay way over $25 an hour, and I don't want to help people. Okay. What I don't want to do, okay, is I don't want for you to continue to say, this person's here, they're not here legally. I want them here. I'm all for people coming here legally.
Okay, but we've established that this is not something that the county commission does.
It is, absolutely. The policies of county commission. Look, for him to say that Joe Lombardo, A, can't manage a budget is ludicrous. For him to say Joe Lombardo is probably gonna be the best governor we've had because Joe, one, understands his weaknesses and understands to hire the right people to manage, to do the job. The Metropolitan Police Department's probably the best police department in the country. And by the way, you don't hear anybody here going, we're gonna defund the cops, because they know that they'd get thumped out of office for saying that
stuff. Okay, Tick, you get to respond.
One second.
Well, I appreciate the second. But at the end of the day, Nevada does not want a sheriff to be governor. We want a governor who understands everything about government, not just one aspect of government. Governor Sisolak's done a fantastic job, and he's another one I believe will be reelected. It's not going to be that easy, but he's going to be reelected.
Okay, I want to change the topic to CD1. George, did you ever think that CD1 would be in the toss-up category, especially with Dina Titus in that chair?
No, and it shouldn't be now, because if you look at the numbers in CD1, that should be one of the only races that they win, and Dina's going to lose. And Dina's going to lose for this reason. When it all comes down to it, it's about what are you doing for my pocketbook from the people in the streets.
Okay, we're almost out of time, so I've got to take the last word.
One quick, $6 a gallon gas is why she's going to lose.
Okay, Tick.
She's going to win. She always wins. She's the best-known politician in Clark County. People love her, and she was out there working her ass off, so she's going to win.
Straight prediction, she loses by 7.5 points.
Okay, well, obviously some disagreement there. Thank you both for this discussion. It's great to have you both here together.
Thank you for having us.
And I appreciate it.
And, you know, every once in a while you need to be nice to
Thank you for inviting us to Sam's Lounge.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
The 10th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada, and NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers as we broadcast from the Ahern Hotel on Sahara Avenue in Las Vegas. We'll have more coming to you from Las Vegas in upcoming shows. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching.